Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Jose, go. Thank you for calling, buddy.
How you doing, guys? Two quick questions. I like your show.
I like you. No, well, you should have started with that, and then we would have spent more time with you. Gene in Arlington Heights, question.
Hi, David. I like you, and I like your show.
See, that's how you do it.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Update on the prostate exam.
I guess so. Nobody
Julian
asked.
Had a okay. question All about right. Hispanics. All Hispanics, right. he said, 50 years old for Hispanics. I said, I gave you a plug, and then he wanted me to add anyone with family history with challenges with prostate cancer should start at 40 regardless.
Regardless.
So there's your prostate talk of the day.
Yep,
there you go. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Everybody out there that has one.
And you didn't even have to see a doc to get that info.
All right.
And you're a wealth of knowledge between the wood and the prostate.
And I have. I just want to make it clear, no interest in checking anybody's prostate.
Okay.
I'm good. I want to get that out of the way.
That's nice.
In case you start sending text messages.
We're thankful for that.
So am I. 312-981-7200. And a special shout out to the ladies in pink and green, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, which is a sorority started in 1908. We ran into a bunch of women walking around in pink and green.
The bridge. They said 9,000.
9,000.
Wow. Have descended on Chicago.
Yes,
in the Hyatt across the street.
That's
one of the oldest black female sororities in America.
Fantastic.
And their motto is service to all mankind, Alpha Kappa Alpha 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 Kappa Alpha Sorority. So if you're in the city and you see all these women walking around,
high five them
in pink and green. It's not green and pink. We got corrected
pink
on
and
that
green.
Couple
it's,
times
pink it's pink and green.
That's right.
All right, so congratulations to Alpha Kappa
you
Alpha
did an excellent job
for defending our city and showing love to our city.
Yeah,
that was a nice lady we talked to.
Oh, wonderful lady
walking up the walking
service
up the stairs
for all mankind. How could that be a bad thing?
It's an
amazing thing.
Great motto.
All right, let's talk about real estate now. Kari, we got a text message from 773. Hi, David, can you ask Kari if homes between 1 million and 1.2 are as in demand in Chicago, Lincoln Square in particular, as other price points, considering selling my home? Thanks. So that's in the jumbo category, right?
Yes.
So what's that seven-digit market look like?
That's a healthy market, very healthy market for downtown Chicago. So definitely, we should talk about getting that property sold.
Yeah, because you're typically looking at, if you're getting anything above 3,000, 4,000 square feet in a single family home in the city, I don't know, east of Western Avenue, right? Probably, you know, you could probably go even further. It's going to start with the one.
Right.
And it's going to have a comma, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have seven digits. It's going to have two commas, and it's going to start with at least a one.
Yeah.
That's just the market. You might not like it.
Yeah, the land is, that's the land.
Right. It is what it is.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about you with the current market and the advantages of buying now, and I want to throw something else. I'll tease it with this. If you have the demand that we have right now.
Yes.
With the rates solidly in the sevens, okay, 4th of July week, they skyrocketed. This week, they kind of calmed back down a little bit. So we're bouncing like a freaking Super Bowl yo-yo up and down within a one-point swing, half point up, half point down. Okay, we've been here for about the past 5 months.
Right.
Okay? If you're seeing this type of activity and lack of inventory in the sevens, what's going to happen when it dips into the sixes and those borrowers that don't qualify in the sevens can now qualify in the sixes? And then to build upon that, what's going to happen when the rates dip into the fives and the borrowers that couldn't afford to buy in the sixes are now in the game when the rates drop into the fives?
Right.
We've never seen this. 23 years, August 1st in the mortgage industry, never experienced this market. Where are we going?
Very interesting question. So right now, if you're a buyer and you're dealing with the higher interest rates, prices have softened a little bit. So I would go ahead and buy now, have to swallow that interest rate, and just wait for that opportunity to refi, because the markets are going to change. They always do. We have never been in this kind of cycle, like you said. But we know from history the cycle is going to go up and down. So buy the home at a little softer price when you're not competing with 20 other buyers and have to go as is, appraisal gap waivers, et cetera, et cetera.
We're recommending that our borrowers go in for at least amount of money down as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because you can't.
Yes.
Okay. And if you're buying a place, I'm going to keep it as simple, stupid, the KISS method as possible. You're buying a place for $120,000 and you and it appraises out at 100 because you're willing to spend an extra 20 G's just to get the home in this example.
Yes.
Your financing is based upon the lesser of the purchase price or the appraised value. Okay. So the purchase price is 120. You're buying it for 100. You bring in 3%. So you're only bringing in $3,000. Why? Again, because you can. Mm-hmm. Now you have to bring in, you got to bridge the $100,000 purchase, the 120 purchase price with the $100,000 appraised value. So you're not only bringing in 3%, you're bringing in $3,000 in this example. You're bringing in $23,000, right?
Yes.
So you could buy a home. They will finance a home for 97% of the value of your home. Mm-hmm. Why will lenders do that? Because they know real estate is a good investment, or else they wouldn't do it. So if the lenders are willing to invest in that property at 97% of the value, and you can buy a home for as little down as possible, forget about the PMI. It's a cost of doing business.
Right.
Get in the home. Because if you waited in 19 for 20, you got lost. You got smashed. Mm-hmm. If you waited for 20, if you sat on the sideline for 20 and 20, waiting for 21, you got rolled. If you waited in 21 because you thought it was going to come down to 22, you got burned. If you waited in 22 to come down to 23, it's been a bad run.
You've
so
been taking
far.
A nap.
Right. For 6.5 months, you've been on the wrong side of that. So, hey, I got to take a break. Hold that thought. I just wanted to throw that out there so we have more conversation coming back. For listeners who want to reach out to you, the best number.
630-587-4700.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. We got Kleppen biting at the bit over there. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. One, 70.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm so excited. So I just wanted to jump the gun there. 312-981-7200. I didn't know. That's why I was a little hesitant. I thought there was a rejoin. I kind of got a little premature there. 312-981-7200. But during the break, we were talking about my client in Aurora.
Yes.
The buying in Aurora. I talked about it a couple weeks back. He lives in a beautiful home in downtown Naperville. Okay, it's probably worth 1213. Beautiful home in Naperville. He's got a $300,000 mortgage in the twos. Okay, his wife's like, I want to move to Aurora. He calls me up. He's like, yeah, we're thinking of moving. I'm like, what are you, nuts? He's like, well, my wife wants a smaller house in Naperville, one level. I'm like, all right, you're getting ready to move. I'm like, you're moving then. He's like, I don't want to move. I'm like, your wife wants to move? He's like, yeah. I'm like, you're moving.
Smart.
Okay, so this is the guy who's just total all-in payments, like $3,200, okay? This or $3,200 to $3,500. He's going to rent the place out for $6,000 to $7,000. Okay,
a lot of money.
But you could get it for that size home.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay, wow. He's going to use the overage from paying his mortgage to help offset the higher mortgage payment that we got him in the sevens on his new home in Aurora. Yeah. There's another example of why we have an inventory shortage. Because back in the day, this guy sells that home, and somebody comes in and takes it.
Yes.
That house isn't there anymore. It's still there, but somebody's renting it. It's not being put back on the market. Sarah?
Now, Kari, who's renting a home for $6,500? What's that rental luxury rental market like right now?
Well, people will do that in downtown Naperville all day long. Yeah. They're executives, a variety of people. In some of our Vegas properties, they're renting for $20,000 a month.
Wow.
I mean, it's insane rent.
Yeah, sure. People have money, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, that's a foreign concept.
Yeah, just because we don't have that money doesn't mean people. Yeah, there are people out there.
I was just wondering, what's your renter look like at that price point?
No,
it's fancy.
It's a white collar. It's a white collar family executive making $300,000 to $400,000 or $500,000 plus.
Yes. Yeah, it could be a temp relocation.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah. A lot of people come from all over the globe, and possibly they don't want to buy, and they're going to be here for a term of 2 years. That's that's another example of who would rent that.
You know, athletes is another segment, right? I mean, if these guys are signing 2-3 year deals, they're not going to potentially buy. They're going to rent
a nice
home and then move on.
And those listeners who don't know Naperville, downtown Naperville is phenomenal.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, they've done an amazing job completely resurrecting that. People in Northbrook, you might want to take a trip out to Naperville to see how it's done.
Ooh,
or maybe go
you
to.
You know that you're people from Northbrook, right?
I know. That's okay, what I'm talking about. Okay. Or maybe like drive to Highwood to see how we could revitalize the downtown.
Highwood is fantastic.
I've been living there for 18 years. Our downtown sucks in Northbrook. Okay, I digress. But downtown Naperville, you got the train station, you've got the shops, you've got the river, you've got golf courses, you've got great schools. It's phenomenal.
It really is. Hmm. Fabulous town.
All right, we got a caller for you. Molly, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. You have a question for Kari Kohler of the Kohler Group.
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
All right, so here's my situation. My parents are moving in back with me, so they just, you know, have some health issues. And we're looking for a home probably in the western suburbs that would accommodate like a first floor master bedroom. Now we did get pre-approved up to 1.2, so I'm just kind of wondering how I should go about that.
Well, hi, Molly, and I'm so glad you called. Thank you so much. It sounds like you've got a very healthy budget, and I have the perfect property for you. It is in Sugar Grove. Address is 446 Courtney. It has a first floor primary bedroom. The primary bedroom is so cool because it has two primary bathrooms and two primary closets. So that could be for you. And then in this home also, there is a courtyard that connects an in-law suite that has a kitchen, a fireplace, a full bathroom that can be easily accessed. And it's just fantastic. The living room could be used as a bedroom if it needed to be for your parents. So it's a great in-law suite, and it is in Sugar Grove, just about 15 minutes from Naperville that we were just talking about.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that sounds great.
And other good news on that property, Molly, is that we just reduced the price by $100,000, so now it's right at $1 million, right? Well within your budget.
It's a steal, Molly.
It's a steal.
It's only $1 million.
All right. I'm gonna have to look into it and get in contact with you then, definitely.
All right. Well, hang on for your Mr. Floor cleaning product. We'll get your information, and Kari will call you after the show. When did we stop calling it master bedrooms?
Well, we were talking about that before the show.
I'm going to Google it. And did you figure it out?
Interestingly enough, it still says master bedroom in the MLS.
Okay.
And we were talking, I have clients that tell me that they want me to call it master bedroom. It's just what they're used to. But we have turned it to primary. So when I'm speaking in public, it's always primary.
And you know when you're watching HGTV that it's a really old show when they walk in, they haven't dubbed over the master say primary.
Yeah.
You know, when they say master bedroom, you know, it's at least 4 years
but
old.
But it happened. Yeah, it happened fast.
It happened overnight.
It did happen overnight.
All right. But it's still the same damn room.
It is the same damn room. And it's still the same. It's probably the biggest room.
It's the biggest room.
So, yeah, you can call it the biggest room. I don't know why anybody would get offended, but
It is the biggest room.
Okay.
The one thing, though, I will say especially about the western suburbs is we do not have very many first floor primary / whatever you want to call
it, build them.
Bedrooms. Yeah, we need it. We need it for society. People have, I mean, even younger people sometimes have a reason that they need one floor living, and we just don't have it.
I want it, right? Because I want all five of my children completely far away from me, and I want to be, like, I'm thinking, I'll take that one, because I could have, like, a whole separate house away from my children.
Is the red light crush black velvet tiger room still called the red light crush black velvet tiger room?
Can we still get a room like that?
I don't think they have that categorized in the MLS right now. I feel like we should bring it back.
Yeah. I was asking for a friend.
Yeah.
Call it the Hogbrook Suite.
The 50 Shades of Grey room. That's also a great room.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I can say that. It's on the radio.
I wasn't even going in that direction.
I feel like you were, David.
No, you guys.
I was. I went in that direction.
You guys, I don't know what's in your coffee, but I'm just like, I like to see the leopard jump off the black velvet with the red light.
Nice.
Looks kind of cool.
I bet
if
it
you
does.
Give me a couple days, I'll find
You'll
it.
You'll find
for
it.
You,
David.
If not, we can make that room.
I'm
for
sure you can.
Yes, we can.
Yeah, there's a Netflix combination here. We got this.
I want speakers.
No problem. Right. You want sound effects?
I want sound effects too.
That's awesome. I'm in. I'll give you a button that you can push. Right?
That's great.
You're so good at that.
Appreciate
that.
Easy button.
Sure. Kari, for listeners who want to reach out, we'll talk more about the market and what our listeners are doing. We've got tons of questions later on the show, but if our listeners want to reach you, what's the best number?
The best number is 630-587-4700.
Are there still homes for sale?
Yes, there are.
Okay. I don't want to like freak everybody out that there's no homes. It's still a fluid market, just that the inventory that you used to have is probably one third to one quarter less than what you would typically have.
Yes, that's exactly right. So if you need a home, we can find it for you. There are homes on the market. They're beautiful homes on the market. It's not this race anymore to find a home. So it's a good time. It's a great time for sellers. It's a very good time for buyers. If they will just stomach that rate for the moment, wait for the market to change and grab a refi.
Buy the home, rent the rent. That's what we've been telling people. Well, listeners want to reach out to you, how do they get a hold of you?
Our website is thekohlergroup.com, 630-587-4700.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MicroPro's call, take some photo line. Igor Marak, Mr. Floors, coming back to talk about spongy hardwood floors. Yes, you might have spongy hardwood floors, which means your hardwood floors move when you walk on them. They're like a little sponge.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, I guess.
It's like the Columbus Street Bridge.
I hope you just woke up our listeners right there.
I just wanted to be...
Yeah, obvious.
Obvious, Mr.
Obvious.
It's like the Columbus Street Bridge where we do... Before the show, where we take a tape, you now experience that bridge movement.
Yeah. It was my first experience.
Yes.
And, you know, I just couldn't believe how much movement there was. It's, you know, and if you watch the video of us, you can actually see us kind of moving around. It's really odd.
It's your first time.
It's like we're dancing.
My very first time.
Yeah.
Jeremy and I are
we're kind of pros.
We're kind of pros.
Braced for it. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't tell you because we were hopefully, you know, we were trying to get you maybe do a backflip.
It would have been awesome.
Yeah. Off the bridge?
Off the bridge. That would have been good.
Right.
To throw the ring out there to fish you out, that would have been great.
For sure.
312-981-7200 for video purposes only.
Only.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't try this at home.
We know you're an expert swimmer. And,
obviously.
And a retired cliff diver. So you would have been fine. 312-981-7200, because they taught you that in Skokie when you were going through school in Skokie.
Absolutely.
312-Niles West, right? Or Niles North?
Niles North.
Niles North. Great diving program.
Fantastic.
312-981-7200 is the MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.